government is to subsidize the cost of seed in addition to fertilizer to increase productivity. The Minister of Food and Agriculture, Kwesi Ahoy, announced this at an International Fund for Agricultural Development IFAD evaluation workshop in Accra. Mr. Ahoy said with high graduate unemployment threatening social and political stability, more personnel can be engaged in the Youth in Agriculture program. He asked IFAD to partner government in that direction. The workshop will also examine IFAD's contributions to Ghana's agriculture sector. Here's a report by Rabna Paha.
The International Fund for Agriculture Development, IFAD, and International Food Research Institute would evaluate and assess the performance of the operations in Ghana and use the results to form the development of a new country program. IFAD over the years have put in place policies aimed at helping the poor benefit from climate change mitigation and improve market access. The Minister of Food and Agriculture, Kwesi Ahoy, said government is determined to transform agriculture from its rudimentary state to a modernized sector to ensure enhanced productivity and improve the livelihoods of farmers. This is said can be achieved with intensified prioritization of agriculture in resource allocation and investment. Mr. Ahoy said fertilizer use have increased from 8 kilograms per hectare to 13.5 kilograms per hectare, while maize yields increased from 1.5 metric tons per hectare to 1.8 metric tons per hectare. The Associate Vice President of the International Fund for Agriculture Development, Kevin Cleaver, said IFAD projects have improved linkages between small farmers and growing markets for agriculture commodities such as vegetables, dairy products, fruit and meat. These commodities have a high economic return. Mr. Cleaver noted that in spite of many developmental interventions by governments and the contribution of farmers to the agriculture sector, poverty is still endemic in the northern sector of the country. Mr. Cleaver therefore tasked the Food and Agriculture Ministry to focus more attention in that region to improve the livelihoods of the people.
Irabna Paha reporting.